Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast. The Waco History Podcast is sponsored by Brotherwell Brewing on Historic Bridge Street in Waco.
Welcome to the Waco History Podcast. We're going to air for you over the next few months a special series of Waco History Living Stories. These were segments that were originally aired on KWVU here in Waco. They were produced by the Institute for Oral History editor, Michelle Holland, and narrated by two fabulous narrators, Louis Mazet and Kim Patterson. And so these highlight oral histories from the collection of the Institute for Oral History at Baylor University, which I direct, which has been around since 1970 and has over 1,000 interviews related to Waco and McLennan County history, and we're happy to highlight those here. This Living Stories vignette, which features an oral history I did with Harry Reed, talks about Waco and flowers.
Even with its dry spells, wind, and blistering heat, Waco has enjoyed a bounty of flowers over the years. Mary Sindon recalls the Cotton Palace expositions held in the early 1900s in the Bells Hill area.
They kept the grounds so beautiful. You never saw so many chrysanthemums in all your life as you would see at the Cotton Palace. They planted those things early. Every road that led up to the new, there were several different areas that led to the main building, and everyone was bordered with chrysanthemum flower beds. And they had the flower building, the florist building, with all of the flowers. Florists came together, even from outside, and had beautiful arrangements.
Florist Harry Reed describes a few of the local flowers his family sold before it became common to import flowers from all over the world.
We raised a lot of marigolds in the summertime. That's a crop that you can, an outdoor crop that you can grow. We grew dahlias, a lot of dahlias, because we couldn't get much else. And the flower down known as Lysianthus grows wild down around Willis, Texas. And we used to ship those wildflowers, about the only two flowers we had during July and August, that time of the year, was bluebells and marigolds. And we sold lots of them. But now nobody would think about using those things.
Alva Stem, former director of Waco Parks and Recreation, tells about some of the vegetation added to Cameron Park during his tenure.
The vinca vine that grows wild on the slopes, we transplanted that into various hills for soil erosion as well as color, because in the springtime it would come out with a beautiful blossom. And then we would plant bluebonnets out there. These would be along the scenic right-of-way. One of them was going up toward the Cameron Park Clubhouse. That was one of the big areas that we put the bluebonnets, and it bloomed for years until the drought just got it all.
With funding from former Congressman Bob Pogue, Miss Nellie's Pretty Place was created in Cameron Park in the 1980s. Max Robertson was Waco Parks and Recreation Director during that time and describes the implementation of the site.
I remember the first year had the most magnificent show of wildflowers, and I've not seen it look anywhere near as good as it looked that first year. In fact, we had in our research, and Mr. Pogue was highly involved in that, we were hooked up with, at the time, one of the top wildflower persons in the state, a fellow by the name of John Thomas, who owns a company called Wildseed. This John Thomas came in and seeded the park. It was a beautiful red. It was a poppy that actually was not a native specie that Mr. Thomas said, this is going to be a surefire flower, so you'll have it when you open. And he was absolutely right. It was a beautiful sea of red over that Miss Nellie's.
Perhaps because of the frequent harsh weather conditions in Central Texas, residents can enjoy the contrasting beauty of the area's flowers all the more.
Thanks for listening to the Waco History Podcast. Like what you heard? Subscribe, rate, and review our show on iTunes so we can reach more listeners. You can find show notes and info on every episode at WacoHistoryPodcast.com and more info on Waco's past at WacoHistory.org. Our theme music, used with permission, is Cross the Brazos at Waco, performed by the late Billy Walker. For more info on Billy's music, go to BillyWalker.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. This has been a Rogue Media Network production.